Joshua chapter 13. Now Joshua had grown old and had advanced in years. So the Lord said to him, "You have grown old and advanced in years, but very much land remains to be taken as your possession. This is the land that remains: all the districts of the Philistines and all of the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is east of Egypt, to the border of Ekron on the north. This is reckoned as belonging to the Canaanites, but includes the five Sarons of the Philistines, Sarons of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, as well as the Evites on the south. All the land of the Canaanites and Merah, which belongs to the Sidonians, as far as Aphek, up to the border of the Amorites. The land of the Gebelites, and all of Lebanon toward the rising of the sun, from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon, up to the entry of Hamath. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon to Mishrephoth Maim, and all the Sidonians. I myself will drive them out as the people of Israel advance. So assign the land to Israel as their possession by lot, just as I have commanded you. Now apportion this land as an inheritance for 9 of the tribes and 1 of the half-tribes of Manasseh. Together with the other half-tribe of Manasseh, the Reubenites and Gadites had already received their inheritance from Moses in the area east of the Jordan, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had assigned it to them. It extended from Aroer, which is on the edge of the Arnon Canyon, and from the city that is in the middle of the canyon, and included all the tableland from Medeba to Dibon. It included all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who ruled in Heshbon, up to the border of the people of Ammon. Also Gilead, and the territory of the Geshurites, and the Maakathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all of Bashan to Salakah. Also all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, who ruled in Ashtaroth and in Edrei. Og himself was left from the remnant of the Rephaim, and Moses struck them down and drove them out. But the people of Israel did not drive out the Geshurites and the Maakathites, so Geshur and Maakath have lived within Israel to this day. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses did not give an inheritance. Their inheritance is the offering made by fire to the Lord, the God of Israel, just as he had said to them. Moses gave land to the tribe of the descendants of Reuben according to their clans. Their territory included Aroer, which is on the edge of the Arnon Canyon, and the city that is in the middle of the canyon, and all of the tableland of Medeba. It included Heshbon and all its cities that are in the tableland, also Dibon, Bamoth Baal, and Beth Baal Maon, also Jahaz, Kedemoth, and Mapha'ath. Also Kiriathaim, and Sibma, and Zareth Shahar on the hill in the valley, and Beth Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, all the cities of the tableland. It included the whole kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who ruled in Heshbon, whom Moses had struck down, together with the chiefs of Midian, namely Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, who were subject kings under Sihon and lived in his land. In addition to the Midianites who were killed, the Israelites killed with the sword Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination. The border of the descendants of Reuben was the Jordan River. This was the border of the inheritance of the descendants of Reuben according to their clans, cities, and their villages. Moses also gave land to the tribe of Gad, to the descendants of Gad according to their clans. Their territory included Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half of the land of the descendants of Ammon, as far as Aroer, which is near Reba. Also it extended from the Heshbon to Ramat Hamizpah and Betonim, and from Mahanaim to the border of Debir. Also in the valley he gave them Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, and Succoth, as well as Zaphon, and the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, with the Jordan as a border, up to the end of the Sea of Galilee, the region beyond the Jordan to the east. This is the inheritance of the descendants of Gad according to their clans, cities, and their villages. Moses also gave land to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was given to the half-tribe of the descendants of Manasseh according to their clans. Their territory extended from Mahanaim through all of Bashan, including all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the tent villages of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities in all. He gave half of Gilead, also Ashtaroth and Edrei, cities belonging to the kingdom of Og in Bashan, to the descendants of Machir, the son of Manasseh, to half of the descendants of Machir according to their clans. These territories are what Moses had given as an inheritance while in the plains of Moab, from the region beyond the Jordan of Jericho to the east. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses had not given an inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, he is their inheritance, as he had said to them. Chapter 14. The following are the allotted inheritances of the descendants of Israel in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar, the priest, Joshua, son of Nun, and the leading fathers of the tribes allotted as an inheritance to the people of Israel. The inheritance for 9 tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh were determined by lot, just as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Moses had already assigned inheritances to 2 tribes and to 1 half-tribe in the region east of the Jordan. But to the Levites he did not give an inheritance among the other tribes, because the sons of Joseph had been divided into 2 tribes, namely Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites did not receive a tribal territory in the land. They did, however, receive cities to live in along with the city's pasture lands for their cattle and property. Just as the Lord had commanded Moses, that is what the people of Israel did when they apportioned the land. When the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said this to him, "You know what the Lord spoke to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to scout the land, and I brought back to him my heartfelt advice. When my brother Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt, I nevertheless fully followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore an oath to me on that day. He said, 'Most certainly the land on which your foot has walked shall be an inheritance for you and for your children forever, because you fully followed the Lord my God.' So now, as you see, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, for these 45 years since the Lord spoke this promise to Moses when Israel was traveling in the wilderness. So now, here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as on the day that Moses sent me out. My strength for going out and for coming back from battle is the same now as it was then. So now, give me this place in the hill country that the Lord promised that day. Even though you heard on that day that the Anakites are there, as well as large fortified cities, perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I will drive them out, just as the Lord said." So Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Therefore Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, as an inheritance to this day, because he fully followed after the Lord, the God of Israel. The name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakites. So the land rested from war. Chapter 15. This was the allotment for the tribe of the descendants of Judah according to their clans. It extended south to the border from Edom and through the Negev to the wilderness of Zin in the extreme south. Their border on the south started from the south end of the Dead Sea from the bay that faces south. It goes south from the ascent of Akrabim and crosses over to Zin and ascends from the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it crosses over to Hezron and ascends to Adar and curves around to Karka. Then it crosses over to Asmon and goes out to the stream of Egypt. The border ends at the Mediterranean Sea. This is your southern border. The border on the east is the Dead Sea up to the mouth of the Jordan. The border on the north side starts from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. The border ascends to Beth Hogla and crosses over north of Beth Araba. Then the border ascends to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Then the border ascends to Debir from the valley of Achor and turns north toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adumim, which is south of the stream bed. Then the border crosses over to the waters of En Shemesh, ending at En Rogel. Then the border ascends from the valley of the son of Hinnom at the slope of the Jebusites on the south side of Jerusalem. Then the border ascends to the top of the mountain that is across the valley of Hinnom on the west side, where Hinnom meets the north end of the valley of Rephaim. Then the border bends from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah and goes out to the cities of Mount Ephron. Then the border bends toward Baalah, that is Kiriath Jearim. The border curves around from Baalah westward to Mount Seir and crosses over to the slope of Mount Jearim from the north, that is Kesalon, and descends to Beth Shemesh and crosses over to Timnah. The border goes out to the slope of Ekron on the north. Then the border bends to Shekaran and crosses over Mount Baalah and goes out to Jabneel, and the border ends at the sea. The border on the west, the Mediterranean Sea, is the border. This is the border on all sides for the descendants of Judah, according to their clans.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.